Thank you, Lord, that you are glorious and you are amazing. And God, we thank you for the love that you have for us. And Lord, I thank you for the gifts that you have given each and every one of us, that, Lord, we can sing to you. That, God, it doesn't matter what we sound like, but, God, it's what's in our hearts and it's the praises. And, Lord, I thank you that no matter what we're going through, no matter what storms or circumstances or struggles we're going through, God, you have given us that gift that we can sing to you and we can magnify you above everything that is going on. And, Lord, I just pray that you go before Pastor Candace today. You go before the worship team today. You go before each and every one of us, and that, Lord, you would pave the way for your word to be spoken to each and every person today. That, Lord, each and every person would leave having been touched by you and having a revelation from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The first thing I want us to do is listen to a summary of Pastor Chris's sermon from 2 weeks ago. Now, this is my first attempt at doing something like this with media, so I just want to make a disclaimer at the beginning that Matt didn't do this one. I did this one. And so if it's not perfect, just please forgive me, I'm learning. But I've strung together, I've taken a 30-minute sermon and put it in 3.5 minutes. So next time Chris preaches, he's going to preach a 3.5-minute sermon because this is going to show him how to do it. Just kidding. All right, let's have a listen.
Why do we sing on Sunday morning? What was his first command to mankind? Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything. God made us in his image and his likeness, the pinnacle of creation, so that when creation looked at mankind, they were supposed to see the physical representation of God. And he left us in charge. And he made us as his ambassadors to creation, as his governors, as his managers. To manage means to bring order. That's our job. I believe that singing on Sunday morning does something. It restores divine order. As managers of creation, as those who govern and who will fight to protect creation, which God made us for in the first place, and we use the tools that God gave us, the creative force in our mouth to declare truths and to put God back on the throne of the universe, divine order is restored. When we declare these things on Sunday mornings, when we sing, think about the songs that we sing. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is higher than any other, our God is healer. We sing these things, we declare these things. And you know what? We don't just declare them to ourselves. We don't just declare them to each other in this room or anyone walking past or in earshot. We declare them to all of creation. We literally declare them to all of creation. Do you believe that God hears your singing? Singing is important. Singing is important. Singing is important. The world has gone mad. And I want to ask you, why do you think that is? I think it's because of deception. So how do we fight it, though? It's our job. We're created to be the managers. We're created to govern. We're created to look after and have dominion, take responsibility for the earth. If you live in Merriwa and you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have a mandate. If deception is running rampant in Merriwa, it's because our mouths are shut and the truth is silent. We decide what comes in and what goes out spiritually. If he said that what I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what I loose in heaven is loosed on earth, does that not mean that what comes out of my mouth matters? Why do we sing on Sunday morning? It matters. When we go to sing on Sunday, we're going to war. It's not okay to have your hands in your pockets and your mouth shut. Sorry, but it's not. This is what we're here for, church. This is the understanding we have, and this is our assignment, and this is what we do. The last thing is, it's healing. As much as it's warfare, it's also hospital time. We all have a level of dysfunction that we brought across from when before we were saved. So why do we sing on Sunday morning? We restore divine order to creation. We go to war. We decide what the truth is in Merriwa. We decide whether deception stays or goes. And we spend time in hospital, in God's presence. Lord God, we just want to take up our mantle now as the managers of this earth and use the creative force that you've given us. Pray, Lord, for your presence to be so tangible that there would be testimonies of healing. I hope you guys are ready to praise and to worship.
And all God's people said to sermon number one. Amen. Well done, Pastor Chris. Thank you for that word. And today we just want to build on that a little bit. Singing is important. Singing is important. All right. That wasn't a glitch, by the way, in the video. I did that on purpose. And in my preparation for today, the Lord has been particularly hiding to me Chris's second point. Kids, I want you to pay attention because I'm going to give you signs throughout, so I need you to help me, okay? So be ready. The Lord has been particularly highlighting to me this past week in preparation for the message today, the point that we are going to war when we sing. There is a battle going on for our souls, and God gifted us with the ability to sing as one of our weapons to be used in that battle. So I want to go back to the story that I started when I was at the Quaker meeting. I'm sitting around this circle. There's about 15 people there, and we're being quiet, as you do, and I begin to experience in that quietness the Father's love for each and every soul around that circle. I was looking around at them one by one as they had their eyes closed and their heads bowed, and the Father was saying to me, I love that one. I love that soul. I love that soul. I love that soul. And I had the sense that most of them really didn't actually know the Father. Boys, can you please be quiet and pay attention? Thank you. They didn't actually know the love of the Father. They were deceived. They were lost. They didn't really know the truth about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They were searching, but they hadn't found the Father yet. They hadn't found the Lord. And in the midst of this conversation and this experience that I was having with God, a man walked in and he sat behind me. I didn't turn around to look at him, but he didn't sit in the circle. He sat directly behind me. And after a couple minutes, again, I am having this experience of the love of the Father being put in my heart for these people. And this man behind me says, I hate people. And I was startled and I was jolted out of this place of having God's heart for these people. And I wondered, did I hear rightly? Did he really say what I thought he said? And through this experience, I realized God was revealing afresh to me the battle that we are in for souls. Because God was reminding me how much he loves souls, that he created each one, and he loves every single one of us. That's what he thinks about us. And behind me was the devil declaring, this is what I think about people. I hate people. I hate people. And I want to destroy them. I want to kill them. I want to make their life miserable. I am roaming around to devour them. And there is this battle between the devil and the Lord who loves. And I was put right in the middle. See, I was sitting as kind of a barrier between the enemy and these people. Literally, that's the experience that God. And so I became the voice of God to speak the truth over their lives. God loves you. He doesn't hate you. He loves you. I was an intercessor, standing between the lost souls and the enemy to declare God loves you. And so I began to speak life and love, not out loud, but just in my spirit, in my heart. I began to pray for them. I began to sing again in my heart, "My praise will ever be on your lips, God." In my travels, friends, around the city, in the different pastors and churches that God's connecting me with, he is revealing all across the city his heart and desire for a harvest of souls. I cannot tell you how many pastors I've asked, what is God doing? What is God saying? How can we pray for you? Pray that my people will wake up to praying for a harvest of souls, of sharing their faith, of witnessing, because God has a harvest on his heart. I hear it again and again and again from church to church, pastor to pastor. And I met two pastors this week. And one pastor said to me that they had been praying for broken people and for souls. The pastor had been praying and been leading their leadership in praying for lost souls. And last week, a young 24-year-old man walked into the church. Didn't even know that it was a church. He walked into this church. He was a young man at 24. He'd already been spent some time in prison. So his life was really broken. And he'd gotten out of prison, and he was now working, and he was a tradie. And he was at work that day, and he went to his boss, and he says, "I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go find a church." This guy had never been in church in his life. He didn't know anything about God. But he just knew within his heart that he had to go find a church because he needed someone to tell him about God because he knew he needed to change his life. And so he walks in and he says, "Is this a church?" And the minister meets him and says, "Yes, it is. How can I help you? Can anyone here tell me about God?" And, "Well, of course, come and sit down." And his heart was so soft and moldable and ready to receive that he accepted Jesus. He made him Lord and Savior. They were telling me that they'd never seen someone who had never prayed before in their life. They asked, "God, can you pray yourself? And, you know, this is how you do it." He's like, "I've never prayed before." And he prayed the most heartfelt, tear-filled prayer of repentance that this minister had ever seen before, giving their heart to the Lord. I met another pastor who is a Lutheran pastor that he was over in Adelaide at one of their Lutheran colleges. And at the college, they have some accommodation that they use for people that are in transition in their life and they need a place to stay. And I don't know what this guy was in transition about, but the pastor sat down to have a meal, and he said to him, "Do you go to school here?" And he goes, no, I'm actually a pastor just visiting here." And he said, the guy's mouth just dropped. "You're a pastor. I need my eyes to be opened." Now, who says that? Who has an understanding that their eyes need to be opened? And my friend said it was the fastest conversion he's ever experienced in his life. It just like boom, 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 boom. And the guy gave his heart to the Lord. God brought these stories to my attention this week to reveal to me that this is what he is doing, and this is what he wants to do more, and he's looking for people to partner with him in the process of saving souls. He needs us, because as Pastor Chris preached to us, he made us the managers of the earth. He needs us to partner with him and be ready, on the one hand, to share Jesus and to lead people into a relationship with him. But even before that happens, he needs us to be praying. He needs us to be praying for lost souls. I can't hear you. I need a little more encouragement. He needs us to partner with him in prayer. And this is another reason why singing is so important. Because every song we sing is really just a prayer put to music. Do you know that? When you're singing, you're praying. If you don't know how to pray, one of the best ways to learn how to pray is to get a worship CD and start singing. Because when you sing, our God is greater, our God is stronger, you're singing a prayer of praise to God. When you sing, thank you, Jesus, you saved my soul, something like that, you are singing a prayer of thanksgiving to God. When we sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice, you're singing a prayer of love, of adoration, of communicating to your God what you feel about him. You're responding to the reality that he loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you, and you're saying back to him, I love you, God. Every song we sing is a prayer. Other songs are prayers of petition. They're requests being made known to God. Let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. That is a prayer. We're asking God to rain down his presence and his spirit into our lives, into the lives of those that we are praying for the lost souls. We're saying, Lord, let it rain upon their souls, like you are doing in these two stories of these men who were coming alive and knew they needed God and their eyes to be opened. You see, how that happens is because people are praying. People begin to desire God because other people are praying for those souls. I guarantee you, every one of us in this room who has come into a relationship with God came into it because someone was praying for us. You might not know who they are, but someone was praying for you because that's how it works in the kingdom of God. And so every time we sing, we are praying. And that's why singing is important. Singing is a prayer put to music, and it's how we draw near to God. So singing is one of the ways we draw near to God. And his promise is what in James 4? If we draw near to God, what will he do? That's right. The scripture says, James 4, God opposes the proud. This one should be on the screen. Let's read it together. Let's read this together. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Singing is simply an act of humility and submission. We always need that spirit of character, of humility and submission to approach God. And so singing helps us enter into that humility and submission. And as we sing from our heart, we are effectively resisting the devil because he hates the praises of God. And it causes him to flee away. And our humble drawing near makes a way for God and his presence to be made known to us. You draw near to me with your singing from your heart, and I will draw near to you. That's a promise from God. Singing is important. So this morning, I want to invite us to humbly draw near to God by singing and making music in our hearts to the Lord. But I want us to do so with the understanding that we are also going to war for souls today. It may be your own soul that you're fighting for as you're singing. Maybe the devil's been attacking you, and you just need to sing and see the enemy flee from your own life today. You see, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean the devil is going to stop warring for your soul. He still wars to win you back. And so that's why we have to resist him. It might be that you are fighting for another soul in this room today. Maybe you know, and maybe you know, and maybe you don't know. Or you might be warring for someone's soul in this area of Marowa today. But we're going to go into it with that revelation. And we're going to draw near to God. And as we draw near to God, it says he'll draw near to us. So I want to encourage you, be listening for what the Spirit of God wants to say back to you as you're singing to God. And if God has given you something, if he's given you a word, a scripture, a picture, as we're singing, and you think it's something for all of us, or maybe someone in this room needs to hear what the Lord has given you, come and share it with me, and we'll just see what God wants to do with that today. Or whether it's something to hold for another time, I don't know. But just be bold and courageous. If God is drawing near back to you and giving you a word, let's hear what he has to say to us. I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward. And as they're getting ready, I'm going to ask the kids who have these six scriptures. We've got kids, and we've got kids, older kids who are kids at heart. So the six of you, if you come line up here, please. Kids and kids at heart. Yep, just in order, please. All right, let's hear the word of the Lord from these sons and daughters of God.
Psalm 30, verse 4 to 5, 11 to 12 says, "Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing and to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell all of his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Sing the Lord. All the earth proclaim his salvation day after day.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise.
I'll sing of the Lord's great love forever. My mouth will make your faithfulness known through all generations.
I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I'll lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied with the richest of foods. Yum. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you.
Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God, the Father of everything. In the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Kids, I'm going to ask you now to go back and sit with your parents. I want you to worship alongside of your parents or whoever you came with today. Parents, how do kids best learn? By watching us. They learn. They imitate what we do, how we do it. So parents, how you worship matters. How you sing matters. And if you're not a parent here today, you're sitting around kids. They're looking at you. They're looking at us. They're listening to us. Let's teach them how to sing to our Lord, to worship Him from our hearts. Let's stand together. My heart will sing no other name but the name of Jesus.
Thank you. God, you laid down your perfect life. You are the sacrifice, Jesus, Son of God. You are Jesus, Son of God.
You are Jesus, Son of God. so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. He shakes the whole earth with holy thunder. Amazing grace. This is a failing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I see you for all that you've done for me. You are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King, one more time, who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Share a quick testimony with us, singing all that you've done for me. She just wants to declare what God has done for her.
Hi, church. I just want to share a quick testimony about God's goodness in praising Him. There's been a broken relationship in our family, and I've been absolutely shattered by it. And I read Pastor Candace's Facebook message regarding singing, and on Friday morning I just woke up and I praised God so hard. I think the neighbors heard me. I was just singing out to the Lord, and I don't have a voice to sing, but I sang my heart out, and I prayed to God for the enemy's hold on this person to be broken in the name of Jesus. And on Saturday afternoon they arrived to visit us, and I was totally blessed by God's goodness. He is amazing. Declare His praises and the enemy will fall. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Do you have a broken relationship?
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Do you have any broken relationships
worthy
in your
is
life?
The King who
come on, let's just sing this over that relationship right now.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Yes, Jesus, we declare that your blood was shed, that all things in heaven and earth have been reconciled by your precious blood. We declare restoration and reconciliation over broken relationships right now as we sing, as we declare, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Come, you conquered the dead, you conquered the grave. We loosen restoration and reconciliation into relationships right now. God.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Declare the things you've done for us. So that everything hears what a good God you are. How in love you are with your creation. So that everything hears that God is for them and not against them. God is love. God is life. Where God is, there is healing. Where God is, there is deliverance. Where God is, there is salvation through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We want to declare to creation that this is the truth. This is the truth, that Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, is on the throne of the universe. That He won. That He rules, that He reigns. And we decree that deception will be silent. For anyone who thinks that God is angry with them, be silent now in Jesus' name, because that is not the truth. God is for us. God sent His Son to die for us. And when He did that, He made a way. He made a way back that we may be able to become right again. That the effects of the fall no longer apply. When we we believe in Jesus Christ and confess that He is our Lord and Savior. It's not in His nature to send His Son to die for no reason. He did it on purpose because His heart is for us. No matter how far we run, no matter how fast we run or for how long, goes right there behind us when we want to turn around. He wants us to. He reaches for us. He reaches for us. God empowers the sinner to put down the things that are hurting him, to leave them alone. He offers us a better way, a better life. Get back to what we were created for. Humanity created in the image and in the likeness of God. Put on earth, given the command to go forth, multiply, spread out, look after this place for me. We'd find our identity and all that that means. That we put down the nonsense, that we let go of any other dreams or visions or plans for our life that don't matter in the end. That we'd understand that we were part of your story, God. That we are a part of your story. I want to declare that over Merriwa today and any surrounding suburbs. I want to declare that over the church today. God loves you. God loves you so much. There is healing. There is forgiveness. There is deliverance here today. There is the power here today to let go of things that you've been holding on to for years. Jesus is here and He's just saying, give it to me. I'll take it off you. I'll give you something better. Do you trust me? I'm not mad with you. I want to help you.
On the back of what Pastor Chris was just speaking and sharing, if there is anyone here this morning who is like that man in that testimony, and you don't know God, but you want to know God today, there's something rising up inside of you. Say, I know I need to know God. I know I need God in my life. I invite you, just as we're singing, to come forward and let us pray with you. Even as that man took that bold step and just walked into that church and said, "Can anyone tell me about God?" Make that bold step. Come forward. And let us lead you back into reconciliation with your Heavenly Father who loves you. If that's you today, please come forward while we're singing this next song.
Thank you. hearts, all the earth will shout your praise. The hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. The hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise.
Take a few minutes to praise the Lord. Give Him thanks for what He's done in your life, in the life of your family. I want you to just get with your family group. Whoever your family group is today, if it's just husband and wife, if you're just here with one of your kids, and just take a few minutes to just give thanks and praise to God together. Get your families, parents, get your kids. Lead them in a time of just giving thanks and praise to God right now. If you're here by yourself, like I am, come up with me. I need family. I need someone to pray with. If your kids or your spouse aren't here, or if you're single, let's just praise the Lord for a few minutes. Thank you. Father, thank you for creating us to sing. Thank you for all that we have declared about you this morning that is so true. You are the God who heals. You are the God who saves. You are the God who forgives. You are the God who releases amazing grace into our lives. You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and full of unfailing love. And you heal us in our brokenness. You heal our bodies. You heal relationships. You are an awesome God. You are a faithful God. We declare, Jesus, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the soon and coming King. And worthy are you, Jesus, because you were the Lamb that was slain so that all of us could be made, remade in you and restored in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We make known to the heavenly realms right now that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord of Marwa. He is Lord of these northern suburbs. And he is Lord of the city of Perth. He is the King of this place. We declare that he is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Healer. He is the Deliverer. There is no God like ours. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is healing. And we call out to the souls in our community right now. Be reconciled to God. God no longer holds your sins against you, but he sent Jesus to be the sin offering for you. God no longer holds your sins against you. So call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Father, I ask that you would multiply the testimonies of young men who have an inward knowing in their spirit that they need to know God. Lord, that you would bring those people across our paths. That you would bring people that you have already prepared their hearts, that we can lead them into a right relationship with their Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask for those souls to be brought to us this week. We ask for the salvation of souls in our community, in our families, in our workplaces. I'm going to close with a declaration. That he is worthy of it all. Let's stand together. Joining the host of heaven right now. In heaven, there's worship going on 24/7. This is part of what they're singing right now.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. From you are all things, to you are all things, you deserve the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Part of what we're declaring when we sing and we pray that is, let that incense of singing arise from my heart and my life day and night. And let God release his presence and power over your life, over your family, over your neighborhood, over your community, over your workplace as you do. Amen.